USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're beating them all. We're beating them like they haven't been beaten before. You know, all the noises about their crazy debates, nobody's watching their debates.
President Trump at a packed COG Keep America Great rally in Des Moines, Iowa, telling the crowd,
but it's all about their debates. They don't care about the farmer. Everything out here, they love Trump, and you should love Trump with what I've done.
To Capitol Hill now and the impeachment trial, Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul reacting to Chief Justice Roberts, who refuses to read his question out loud as the question reportedly deals with the so-called whistleblower.
Presiding officer declines to read the question as submitted.
I can tell you that my question made no reference to any whistleblower or any kind of person of a complaint from a whistleblower.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Dr. Drew Pinsky has been hammering California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff for not tackling the homeless crisis in his district.
People have been at me to kind of maybe run for office, and I started thinking, geez, I think I live in Schiff's district. Oh, my God, he is asleep at the wheel here. Mm-hmm. I should have just run against him.
Right.
That's all I said.
Dr. Drew, a guest on Fox and Friends.
Then somebody from The Hill came a-knocking, and so I did an interview with The Hill, and I don't do print because people distort everything you say, but this woman dutifully transcribed everything I said. Which I said, I'm categorically not running.
Right.
At which point, every other news outlet in the country
picks
up.
Running!
He's running! So, fake news, that's how
is
fake news
off
works.
Is the table completely?
For now.
It's a fact. Lots of folks will be calling out sick after the Super Bowl. Andy Challenger with the Chicago-based job placement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas tells USA Radio News.
This year, it's estimated that 17.5 million Americans plan to not go to work on Monday.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, investors seeing green again after a few down days, the Dow gaining 125 points to close at 28,859, the NASDAQ up 24, the S&P 500 gaining 10. The CDC says life expectancy up. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in its annual report saying that life expectancy has risen by 1 month over last year.
And that was primarily due to decline in drug overdose deaths, declines in cancer deaths.
The CDC's Robert Anderson, the report reversing at least temporarily a recent trend that's shown Americans living shorter lives. These latest calculations mean on average an infant born this year can expect to live about 78 years and 8 months. The average for males, though, is 76 years 2 months, and for women it's 81 years and 1 month.
The latest now on Russian airstrikes in Syria. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Syria Civil Defense, also known as the White Helmets, said the attacks in Idlib's Araya district injured 50 others. The hospital is no longer operational following the strike, which Turkish officials say broke ceasefire rules that designate Idlib province a safe de-escalation zone. The White Helmets said 11 innocent civilians, including children, were retrieved from the rubble after midnight, and 50 people were rescued alive.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.